Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director, talking today about work and prayer. And so, Father Peter, get us started. You know, we talk about work as a vocation, and it obviously consumes a major part of our day. But how do we bring prayer into it? And maybe the real question here is, how do we balance our prayer life and our work life?
A great question. Well, first of all, we are made in the image and likeness of God, which means that on a very finite level, we have godlike qualities. We can't create from nothing, but God has created the material world so that the human being can complete what God started. And work is creative, even though it's not the divine creation out of nothing. But every man and woman is called to share in God's creative power with their individual talents, their strong points, their weak points. And it's through work that we could live the gospel of service. Every legitimate work is always serving the needs of the human person on some level. So it was no accident that the Son of God, who as God, Christ, created the universe, that's one of the first pieces of revelation in the Gospel of St. John, that through him all things were made. And for the first, as it were, 30 of his 33 years here on earth, he was a carpenter. He worked. And it wasn't that Jesus was stalling for his public life of preaching and miracles and then ultimately his redemptive sacrifice, but he's teaching and telling us that our ordinary work, whether it's menial, whether the world sees it as important, that's irrelevant, is nothing to sneeze at, because the Son of God made man, had a job, went to work every day, worked as a carpenter. The greatest male saint, Saint Joseph, matter of fact, he's known as the worker. When you think of Saint Joseph, you think of the worker. We celebrate the feast of Joseph the worker. And the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Blessed Mother, was passing unnoticed, doing very ordinary work, menial tasks, for the duration of her life here on earth. So there's a powerful message. The Holy Family is telling us that work is the normal means to grow in holiness and to witness the gospel and to bring the world to Christ. Answer your question, how do we make work and our spiritual lives compatible? Our work will be sanctified. Our work will serve as an encounter with Christ to the degree that we segment off some time for prayer. It is impossible to find God in work if there's no conversation, serious conversation, substantial conversation with Jesus Christ.
Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director, let's open up our phone lines, invite our listeners to join in the conversation today, talking about work and prayer, and how does that work for you, and maybe it doesn't. But if you'd like to join us, spend some time with Father Peter Armenio, toll-free phone line, sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And I'm probably going to make a blanket statement here, and I may not be true, but it seems to me, Father Peter,
yes,
that when we talk about our lives, we tend to compartmentalize our life. So we have our work over here.
Yes.
We have our faith over here. Family's over here in this little compartment and everything else. And so we compartmentalize our life. But when we talk about work and prayer, is there a danger that we do that and don't see them as one or as a way to bring them together?
There is a danger, and we're all a work in progress. Lots of good people who have lots of devotions. You know, they'll go to Mass often, go to Eucharistic adoration. They will be generous in supporting the church and charitable organizations. But in the workplace, there may be a disconnect where it's all about the bottom line. It's all about success. It's all about everybody serving as a cog in the wheel to make as much money as possible, to make the company flourish as much as possible. Obviously, that is a goal, but people come first, and work is not an arena where you are dispensed from living the gospel. In fact, the normal place to convert the gospel into action is one's daily work, because the human person spends most of his or her time working. And so it does take a struggle that there is a unity of life, as it were, that my life of prayer, my devotions, my work, my partying, my sports are all one medium through which I witness the gospel and live the gospel.